sister. The story of Ruth Wayne and her problems as a woman, as well as a nurse, a wife, and a mother. Today's episode in just a moment, after this message from our sponsor. Yesterday, Diane Carville gave Fred Davis a shock when she told him she was in love with John. It's the next afternoon now, and again Davis is down at Washington Square, climbing the stairs to the apartment where John is staying. Reaching the door of the apartment...
Dr. Wayne? Dr. Wayne, are you there? It's me, Fred Davis.
Hello, Davis. On to my little tricks by now, aren't you?
Yeah. I may not be terribly bright, but I get on to most things after a while.
Come on in.
Thanks.
Seems a little strange to be inviting you into your own apartment.
Yeah, a little.
Yes. Well, what did you and Diane do last night?
Oh, we went out to dinner. That French place up the street. Mm-hmm. Then I took her back to the hospital. How was your dinner date?
All right.
You didn't really have one, did you?
What makes you say that?
Well, like I said, I may not get things right off, but I do catch on after a while. Oh, I was having a fine time kidding myself until yesterday.
Now look, Davis, ever since you came in here, you've had a chip on your shoulder. Just what's wrong?
All right, I'll give it to you straight. Now, we're pretty good friends. You've done a lot for me in the Army, then here in New York, helping me out with Pete Steele. Well, I've done a couple of things for you, too.
You certainly have, and I appreciate it very much.
Well, I figure that we're about all square now, and that... Well, I'm getting sick and tired of living up at the hotel. I want this apartment back.
Is that all, Fred?
What do you mean?
Well, I certainly have been giving you a pretty raw deal, moving in here supposedly for just a few days and then staying on. And of course I'll get out this afternoon. But I'd like to make sure that that's all that's bothering you.
Okay. When Mrs. Wayne came here after you, I realized that the two of you were splitting up. And I figured that that was just one of those things. And yesterday, when I was having dinner with Diane, she filled me in on the rest of the picture. Told me she was in love with you.
Oh, so that's it. Did Diane say that I was in love with her?
Huh? Well, no, not exactly. Now, as a matter of fact, she said that the reason she came to New York was to hurry things up so that she could get you.
Fred, you're in love with Diane, aren't you?
I don't know. I like her. I like her a lot. And I think she's getting a pretty raw deal, too, but...
And I'm responsible for that, as well as all of Ruth's unhappiness. But the chief thing is that I'm standing in your way with Diane, so you project all your resentment on me.
Well, it's true, isn't it? That you're responsible for what's happening to both your wife and Diane?
Oh, absolutely. No question about it.
Well, then. Oh, Doc, I'm sorry. I knew what I was saying didn't make sense even while I was saying it. Well, once I got started, it just had to come out. Now, first of all, saying that we were all square. All square? When you saved my life and all I did was lend you this lousy apartment for a couple of days...
Now, just a second, Fred.
You know that's so, Doc. And then this business with Diane. Well, as if it was your fault that she was in love with you. As if she'd like me any better even if you weren't in the picture. Will you forgive me, Doc?
Oh, of course, Fred. Don't you think I've done the same thing myself 100 times? Don't you think that everyone does?
Well, I don't know, but... Doc, do me a favor. A big one.
If I can.
Stay on here. Here in this apartment.
Well, frankly, Fred, I'd rather not.
Please, Doc. Please, just to show me that you're not really sore.
Well, if you put it that way.
Thanks, Doc. I appreciate that, really. Well, I guess I'd better go now. Oh, I almost forgot. I've got a letter here for you.
A letter?
Picked it up from the mailbox.
Oh.
But I had so much on my mind, I just didn't think about it. Here you are.
Thanks, Fred.
I'll give you a ring one of these days, when I'm back to normal, and... Well, maybe we can spend the evening together or something.
Fine, Fred. I'd like that.
The story of Big Sister will continue after this message from our sponsor. The door closes behind Fred Davis. John stands there, staring after him, a curious, bitter smile on his lips. Then he looks down at the letter, and the smile fades. It is postmarked Glen Falls, and it is addressed in Ruth's handwriting. Putting it down on a table, he takes out his pipe, fills it slowly and deliberately, and lights it. Then he picks up the letter again. And finally, he opens it, starts reading.
Dear John, as you probably guessed from the stationery, I'm writing this in the office. It's been a fairly busy day, but things are very quiet now. And so, for the first time since I got back to Glen Falls, I've had a chance to write to you. Richard is well, and now that school is over and he's outdoors a great deal of the time, he looks better than ever. It's amazing what a little sun will do. I've been thinking about you a great deal, John. Thinking about you, not us. We're fine, Richard and I. Getting along quite well financially and every other way. But I've been very concerned about you. You were in a very bad way when I saw you last. Completely disorganized and completely disinterested in doing anything with yourself or about yourself. And it's not right, John. If nothing is done about an illness of this sort, it becomes progressively worse until nothing can be done. Will you do something about it? Not for my sake, but for your own. Will you go see Dr. Foster again? Talk to him. And if not Dr. Foster, some other analyst. I hope that you'll take this in the spirit I intended. And I hope even more strongly that you will do something about it. All my best, Ruth.
Come in, Dr. Wayne. Sit down.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Foster. It's awfully nice of you to see me again at this hour.
Not at all. It's part of our job to see patients, talk to them at any time they need us.
I know, but, well, it'd be a little hard to call me a patient, wouldn't it? After all, I was only here twice, and as a matter of fact, I flatly refused to have you treat me.
That would make it more imperative that I see you. What have you been doing with yourself since you were here last?
Nothing.
Meaning?
Just that. Absolutely nothing, Doctor. Not even thinking. Well, brooding, perhaps. There's a difference, isn't there?
Yeah.
Of course, thinking is creative, controlled, directed toward a specific end. Brooding is, well, just letting things well up into your mind from your unconscious toward no particular end for no particular purpose. That's what I've been doing.
Mm-hmm. What made you decide to come see me this evening?
Oh, I've been thinking about it, Doctor, on and off for some time now. Thinking that I really should do something about something. But then this afternoon, I got a letter from my wife from Glen Falls. She suggested that I come see you again, too, so...
Oh, I see. So she did go home, eh?
Oh, yes, shortly after the last time I was here. Very smart of her, don't you think?
Well, what I think isn't particularly important.
Oh, that's
it?
Right. Get it out of me, Doctor. Make me say it. All right, I think it was smart. Look, Doctor, when she left, she told me that I had to decide by myself what I wanted to do. Part of the reason she left was to force a decision. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make that decision. Will you... be honest with me, Doctor.
Absolutely.
What do you think my chances are of getting hold of myself, becoming a normal person again? A husband, a father, a doctor. Will a course of treatments with you help?
As a doctor, you should know the answer to that as well as I do. We give no guarantees, promise no miracles, because we can't. Because the major portion of the cure isn't in our hands, but in yours. If the will to be cured is there, the cure will be effected. If not, no. As far as my taking you on as a patient is concerned, however, I'm afraid that's impossible right now, anyway.
Well, what do you mean? Why?
Because I'm leaving on my vacation. I'll be away for 5 weeks.
Oh, I see.
Not that that need stand in your way if you finally have decided to put yourself in the hands of an analyst. After all, Otwin, if you've waited this long, you can wait another 5 weeks, Or, if you prefer, I could send you to someone else. There are a great many good doctors around. I'd be glad...
Yeah, that's always the way, isn't it, Doctor? You wait and wait to make a decision, and then when you decide, you find it's meaningless.
What do you want me to do, Dr. Wayne? Would you like me to give you the name of someone else?
No, no, Doc. Since I can't have you right now, let's just forget the whole thing.
And so, having brought himself again to the verge of a decision, John turns away. Seizes on a technicality that will keep him from finally facing and perhaps solving his problems. And now, a message from our sponsor. Tomorrow on Big Sister. Lee Stevens speaking. Big Sister is a production of Nana Radio.